Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
Ahead on NBA Today, are the third quarter Warriors back in business? We'll break down their win over the struggling Clippers shortly. Plus, y'all, the Luka Kyrie Texas two-step showed out last night. We've got a couple spicy 40 pieces on the grill. Big Perk is cooking some takes up. And ahead of the ultimate big man battle between Giannis and Embiid, we'll look back at their best duels. Will we get another instant classic? This is NBA Today. Let's get it. Hello. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. It's Friday, y'all. It's a good day. I'm Shanae Ogwumike, in for my girl Malika Andrews. We've got Tristan Thompson here. Wagwan, my brother.
Wagwan, Shanae.
Holding it down for me in Los Angeles. We've also got Zach Lowe and Kendrick Perkins joining us in just a little bit. But before, in honor of my sis Malika, we have to take you to the Bay Area because she would not have it any other way. Should I say Bay or Yay? Yay area, because it's Yay. The Warriors, they win again, hosting the Clippers. And by the way, Steph Curry, he hasn't played since February 4th with a lower leg injury. He could return Sunday, but first quarter, I mean, watch this.
That beautiful give and go, rest to Kawhi. This is why they brought him in.
So nice. The alley-oop right there, a little chemistry building. The Clippers led by 11 at half, but the third quarter Warriors would come to play, especially Jordan Poole. I mean, look at this.
This looks familiar. Third quarter Warriors. Mm-hmm. Remember seeing this back in the day? I remember.
Absolutely. And look at Jordan Poole just going to work. And watch this. These are my two favorite words in basketball. And one sign.
They won.
And won.
Big game for him.
But you know what you can't do? You can't leave him open from three. Like, where's the defense? Knocks it down. But this next play right here summarizes, and by the way, the swag. This next play summarizes exactly what the Warriors, their intensity is. What they're trying to build as defending champs. Look at the hustle by Jordan Poole.
Never giving up. DiVincenzo, Dante Kuminga, who have stepped up and find a hot hand.
We have to take another look at this because this hustle is like, it's rare that you see this in competitive sports. Dive, saves the ball, stays present. Okay, hey, ball.
The ball has energy, it finds you.
And by the way,
it comes back around.
That was E40 that helped him up. That's wild. Poole outscored the Clippers by himself in the third, 22-16. Warriors were plus 26 in the third quarter. And again, this guy, it was his night. He had 34 points. The Warriors would go on to win 115-91. And that young man, oh yeah, he's talking his business right there. But one of the Warriors' mottos during the Steve Kerr era has been strength in numbers. We all know this. And their last two games prove exactly why. Golden State is the first team in the shot clock era to outscore their opponent by 35 points in the second half of consecutive games. So do not look now, but with Steph's return just right around the corner, the Warriors are starting to look like the Warriors again. They're just a game out of fourth place, which would actually hand them in the playoffs the first round home court advantage. And they are a different team. We all know this at home. So, Zach, what stood out to you over this recent Warriors win streak?
There are two reasons I've been optimistic about the Warriors somehow, some way getting on a roll at some point this season. Number one, their starting lineup has kicked butt the entire year. And number two, when they have Jordan Poole, Dante DiVincenzo, and Jonathan Kuminga on the floor in reserve units, those lineups have been good too. And Dante DiVincenzo and Jonathan Kuminga have gotten better and better for the Warriors as the season has gone on, and they showed out last night. DiVincenzo was everywhere on the glass making cuts. He's over 40% from three for the season. And Kuminga is learning to play a little more under control, a little calmer, finding the right balance on both ends between his incredible athleticism and just playing the game. The Warriors are going to carve out a nice 8 or 9 man rotation if Andrew Wiggins and Curry come back and are ready to go. But those two guys, DiVincenzo and Kuminga, have changed their team in the last month or so.
I mean, doesn't this look like the Warriors from back in the day? third quarter, 42 points in the third quarter. I remember being on that side. Me and Perk remember. Perk was stressed out. He had a Tom Brown suit on. He was cursing everybody out. They look like the Warriors of old, coming out after a halftime and executing Steve Kerr's game plan. You saw that the other night. And with Steph Curry out, guys have stepped up. And I really want to give a shout-out to Jonathan Kuminga. I'm stamping it now. He's their Iguodala 2.0.
Ooh.
What he's able to do for this team right now, it's whether it's guard 1 through 5, if they're going small, play the small ball 5, he's a big piece, and Zach has been talking about it all year round about Kuminga, the way he stepped up and played, and they're going to need him if they're going to make this run.
Yeah, Kuminga has been great. Perk, what have you liked about the Warriors this run?
Well, one is it's been how resilient they've been, right, responding. And I think that's huge. But also it's the health of Klay Thompson. I thought last night, 19 points, 11 boards, like them 11 rebounds were huge. But again, it comes down to what are the others going to bring outside of Klay, Steph, and Draymond. And when I look at Kuminga, I see growth. I see maturity. But that comes with time on the floor and Steve Kerr trusting them. Also, the unsung hero, the guy that everybody loves in that locker room, the guy that shows up in great fashion that gets no love, Kevon Looney, every time I turn around, he is making play after play, had a solid 11-8 last night, but his capability and his IQ on the defensive end is what we saw last night that affects this ball club, and we also saw it last year in the postseason when they played the Dallas Mavericks. Again, Kevon Looney, he don't get enough praise. That's the unsung hero in my opinion.
Looney, DiVincenzo, Kuminga, it's truly strength in numbers. But you guys all missed the answers because I dived into the actual numbers. And it's all about the defense, okay, guys? The Warriors have rediscovered their signature defensive identity recently, and it's been a big turnaround. Golden State has the fifth best defense since All-Star break after having the 20th ranked defense before the break. And here are a couple of examples that I dug up with the help of producer Jaren about how their defense has taken a leap. First play right here, the Warriors are in a 1-2-2 zone right here. This forces a kick out. Step back three, that's not probably the best shot you can get from that situation. Now, secondly here, if you look at this, the Warriors here are in a box in one. Dante DiVincenzo is literally face guarding Norm Powell, who is the best shooter on the floor in this lineup, which essentially creates a 4-on-4. And last but not least, they keep switching it up because here they're in a man-to-man defense, but look at Draymond Green. Look how he matched up with Westbrook on the free throw line. And then look how he reads this here. Does not know where Westbrook is, but he knows where the shot is and is able to help. So that was huge. But Paul George, you saw that attempt right there. Let's focus on that side of the ball because speaking of the Clips, here they are after their fourth straight loss.
Just for us, like I said, we guys just stay the course. I gotta be mentally tough, mentally strong, can't give in, and you just gotta be tougher, and that's the bottom line. When stuff don't go your way, it shows you what you're made of. And so I'm confident that we have a good team, and they have to be the same way. They gotta feel the same confidence.
Dial in, continue to dial in. Approach tomorrow. All these teams we playing, especially in this stretch right here, is playoff teams. That's how we gotta approach this. Be locked in as if these are playoff games to help, get into that mindset, because we need these games right now. These aren't games that we can allow ourselves to slip. These are the games you shoot yourself in the foot when it comes to the end of the season and we look at where we're at and we're not happy with where we're at. So we got to have some desperation going into these games.
So after this four-game slide, the Clippers have found themselves in the play-in picture and only have a two-game lead over the team that they share an arena with for the 11th seed. Uh-oh. So Big Perk, what's been the biggest reason for the Clippers' struggles?
Where do I start? Hov, Jay-Z got a line that says, less is more is plenty of us, right? And when I think of that, I think of the Clippers because they have too many of the same pieces and guys are not willing to sacrifice. And I said this last night on Twitter. I actually typed this out, is that The Clippers are a veteran version of the Houston Rockets. They are the biggest disappointment in the NBA. When it comes down to a veteran group messing up defensive assignments or not even trying, knowing that their ultimate goal is to win a championship, when you look at them on the offensive end, no one is sacrificing. No one is sacrificing their body. It's cutting to get someone else a shot. There's no communication there. There's no chemistry. And it makes it hard on Ty Lue because he's looking and he's saying, who should I play? I got this guy who deserves minutes. I might should try this guy. Well, you only can play five at a time and it's only one basketball. So when I look at this, to me, it falls on the hands of Paul George. And yes, people may say, well, Kawhi is the best player, but Paul George actually is the vocal leader. And when I hear him come out in interviews and on podcasts and he says things like, you know, I can't be the number one option on a championship team, that makes my damn skin crawl to hear that, because I played with a lot of franchise guys, and no matter if they were the second or third option, they would never let the world know that. They would never let their teammates know that. You know why? Because the guys feed off of his energy. And if you're the organization, how confident are you in Paul George to help you lead to get to the championship if he feel that way about himself? The Clippers are disturbing to watch. They're very disappointing. They're very selfish, and they have a problem with sacrificing, and it's hard to watch, especially when you're watching a veteran group like themselves.
Normally, Zach is the grumpy one, but okay, Big Perk. Zach, what are your thoughts on this Clippers-Rockets comp?
Oh, I'm as grumpy as Perk. First, I was on record
Thank you.
Would not have signed Russ. I thought it was a bad idea. But if you're going to sign Russ, you have to play him only when Kawhi is on the bench and your centers are on the bench, so he has the whole paint wide open to work with. What has he done in the last 2 or 3 years? Not 5 years ago, not 6 years ago, now. What has he done to walk in the door of a brand new team, start, and get 30 minutes a game? Why is Terrence Mann all of a sudden a bit player? I don't understand it, but two other things about it trickle down are disturbing. I think the Russ signing looks like a Hail Mary to me, and when you make a Hail Mary, it means some people in your organization, whoever they are, do not believe in the team you built has the ability to win the championship or get as far in the playoffs as you intended them. There is a lack of belief when you make a big move like that so late in the game. And number two, Perk nailed it. Their defense is a disaster. They're 23rd in defense since January 1st. When you consider that four of the seven teams below them are not trying to win games, they're trying to win the lottery, that's embarrassing for a team that is built to be an elite defensive team. They're messing up basic coverages, switches, going under on screens against shooters, missing cutters, not communicating. They look confused, discombobulated, disconnected. I don't know what's going on, but they are running out of time to fix their season because what they're doing right now is not working.
Ooh, we are in church. It's a good Friday.
Well, we know that Perk doesn't write all his tweets because he says it's the one he actually wrote himself, so that's one thing. He has a ghost tweeter. Thank you, Perk, for letting us know about national TV. But listen, everybody needs to stop panicking. Listen, out of their four losses, two are in overtime against two really good teams, the Kings and the Nuggets. Relax. Listen, Coach Tyronn Lue, if any coach can get the ship back in order and everything back right, it's Tyronn Lue, and I believe that. Listen, you're adding a dynamic point guard with Russell Westbrook. It takes time. Everyone calm down. You guys are making it sound like they're the Houston Rockets comparing them. Like, this is ridiculous now.
I would ask Perk to respond, but he took his earpiece out, so I guess we'll have to save it for another day. Perk, final word?
He has a ghost tweeter. I just found that out.
What I did was I took my earpiece out once Tristan started saying everybody relax because I knew he was about to start talking a whole bunch of nonsense.
And on that note, since
I didn't want to hear a damn word he had to say.
Since we're talking about Twitter. What, Zach?
They are either the most expensive or the second most expensive team in the history of the NBA, and they are one lousy game over 500, 65 games into the season in the play-in tournament in year 4 of Paul George and Kawhi. If it's not time to panic now, When are we panicking? When is it panic time? Now!
Sound the alarm. We will continue the debate during the break, because still to come on NBA Today, we've got a good one to talk about. Luka and Kyrie were all that and then some last night. But was that a performance enough to put them into Tristan's top teammate tandems? Who knows? Plus, the Grizzlies and the Nuggets are set to square off. It's a matchup of the best of the West. But who needs to win more? And which superstar will shine the brightest? And speaking of monster matchups, we've got the Giants of Africa, Giannis versus Embiid. Which of these big men will walk out with a big win? All that and then some, and some calmness a little bit, hopefully, guys.
You guys are panicking. At least I can't bring a member to a family dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting all nervous.
Unk versus cuz.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA Today is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Now it's time for today's Driven performance presented by Dunkin'. Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic combined for 82 points in the Mavs' win last night. Kai had 40 points while Doncic had 42 and 12 assists. They became the first Mavs teammates ever to score at least 40 points in a game as Dallas really outlasted Philly. It was an impressive outcome for them because they closed the game with 18 of the Mavs' 23 fourth quarter points. It was very clutch. And you know, when we talk about these guys, we always have to bring in our own, because these guys are the talk of the town. Right now we're joined with Tim McMahon, who's joining the show. And oh, hey Tim, you were in the building. So what stood out from these 240 pieces from the guys everyone's been waiting for?
Yeah, and this was not your turn, my turn type of basketball. These guys are talented enough where they can do that and they can still be effective. But this was a case, you know, coming off Kyrie Irving saying he felt like he was maybe putting too much pressure on himself, where Luka Doncic really made it a priority to get Kyrie rolling early. And not at the expense of his own offense. Luka had 17 in the first quarter, but his first six assists of the night were all to Kyrie. Eight of his 12 assists were to Kyrie Irving. And, you know, some of it is set plays. Some of it is just pushing the pace a little bit, which isn't necessarily Luka's tendency, and looking for Kyrie up the floor. You know, the dagger three at the end of the game came that way. Obviously, two unbelievably explosive talents. When they are working together, when they are, you know, figuring out how to create synergy, these guys are obviously going to be very difficult to stop.
Well, this is perfect timing because the Mavs, they have a couple of nights off, but the big game is Sunday on ABC because Kevin Durant and the Suns come to Dallas. So Kyrie and KD face off for the first time since leaving Brooklyn. So what are you expecting from this one?
A whole lot of points, first of all. And look, Luka last night, and people focus on the record, 2-4 with Luka and Kyrie on the floor together, those four losses all coming in crunch time situations. The Mavs aren't worried about that. They're worried about, can they get enough stops to compete with the elite teams in the league? You know, last night, Sixers on a back-to-back, but still, quality win. Look, I don't know who's guarding Kevin Durant. I don't know who's guarding Devin Booker. The answer used to be Dorian Finney-Smith was going to take one or the other. Well, you had to give him up. He's in Brooklyn. You had to give him up to get Kyrie Irving. So the Mavericks have a lot of answers on the offensive end. Or two really good answers on the offensive end, I should say. and a whole lot of questions on the defensive end.
Okay, hopefully soon those questions will be answered. Stick around, Tim. We'll need you a little bit later in the show. But I want to stay with this new Texas two-step. I actually had to do square dancing in elementary school because the Mavs duo will look to keep it going. Their next three games are against Phoenix, Utah, and New Orleans. Maybe they finally turned a corner. But you know I love it when I get to talk nerdy to y'all because Luka Doncic has never had a teammate as dynamic as Kyrie Irving, and that truly showed against the Sixers. Doncic assisted, as you heard Tim say, on 8 of Kyrie's makes. And watch this. This is here off of the dribble. I'm talking about the second most assists Luka's had to any teammate in his career. Now watch this. You saw it off the dribble, but now you're seeing a double drag screen, which is two screens right here. There's a curl. Great screen, Dwight Powell, my Stanford guy. And there's a nice little bucket right there as well. You just think about this. Like, hey, big picture. They did take a couple of losses, but it seems like they're starting to figure things out between Luka and Kyrie. So this duo is starting to heat up. And of course, we have to talk to Zach because he loves to talk nerdy and numbers with me as well. So what do you think of their performances, the one we've seen most recently between Kyrie and Luka, Zach?
I think they're exactly the team we expected them to be. Incredible offensively without having to do anything fancy, and a little bit of a problem on defense, and Tim nailed it. They missed Dorian Finney-Smith. They are suddenly really small on the wing and have to make a lot of tough trade-offs to get more defense on the floor. But look, when they have those two guys on the floor together, they are going to score a ton of points. Just having Kyrie one pass away from Luka on the pick and roll, if Luka is willing to get off the ball early, boom, Kyrie attacks the gap, he goes. We saw Kyrie set some ball screens for Luka last night. That's something I think they're going to lean into more and more as they gain chemistry. What are you going to do about that? You can't switch, you can't hedge, you can't trap, you're dead. They're going to play a lot of 125, 123 kind of games. Can you win a title like that? Can you win 3 or 4 playoff series like that? I'm skeptical that they have enough defense to do that, but they're not going to be fun to play against, I'll tell you that much.
Defense is a mandatory for a championship, but I love it when Zach gets hyped because they're ball screens, and how are you going to guard that? What defense are you going to use? Thank you so much, Zach. But when we think about, you know, Kyrie and tag teaming with so many great players, I mean, this is the first time that the Mavs teammates ever combined for 40-plus. And watch this. We've seen this before a little bit, right, from Kyrie Irving playing with another guy that's great off ball, Tristan Thompson.
That's a great screen, by the way, that I said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite series, the 2016 Finals, in a must-win game against the Warriors, 41 apiece. What did that performance lead to?
I mean, it led to that beautiful jewelry that I got in my deposit box.
Where is it? Oh, it's
in the safe. I hide it. The clean people, no one's coming to get that. I'm hiding that. I'm keeping it safe.
Ah, man, maybe I can get the code. I just want to hold it. I just want to hold it for a second. Okay, but let's stay in the West right now because we've got another T-Tops list. And this time it's T-Tops top teammate tandems in the NBA. So who are your best tandems?
All right, we're going to start at number 3, and I'm going to show the North California, Sacramento Kings, Sabonis, and De'Aaron Fox. Sabonis leading the league in double-doubles. De'Aaron Fox leads the league in go-aheads last 90 seconds.
Fourth quarter,
come
he's
on now,
buckets, clutch.
Lucky lefty, mid-range, so they're definitely getting number 3. Shout out Mike Brown for what he's doing for them. Number 2. We already know who we're going to.
Oh, already?
Listen, of course.
One game,
because guess what? They're efficient. And what I mean by efficient, the toughest shot to make in the game is a mid-range. KD shoots it at 58%, D-Book at 47%, with a league average at 41%.
Oh, wow.
So that shows you, they get
and
to your spot.
You didn't even talk about Chris Paul, because he's a mid-range assassin.
Oh, yeah,
well,
he does a snake, yep, right to the right. Oh, he's on that, too. But that, look, we got to go 2. Now, number 1, you know who I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Jays. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Listen, they're the only dynamic duo in the NBA that have scored 25 points multiple games, 28 games this season.
Ooh.
Leads the league. And guess what? They play defense too. They guard.
Okay.
They do everything. This is the best dynamic duo in our league right now. They got 45 wins, tied with the Bucks.
Okay, the West is looking all right. We've got Sacramento. We've got Phoenix represented, even though it's just been one game. But I'm here for it because that's the KD factor. And then we've got the Celtics. And you know when we talk about the Celtics, we have to bring in our friend, Big Perk, because he has to give us the word of the day. So what would you describe from what you just saw in Tristan's list? What's the word to summarize that?
Beautiful. I know it. Watch.
An atrocity. Okay, that's the word for the day. Atrocity. That's what that list was. It, you know why? And I don't have a problem with number 1 or number 3. Here's the problem that I have with number 2. You're being so disrespectful to the duos out there that have put in the work since day one. We have seen one game, one appetizer. You haven't even tasted the calamari yet, and you already putting them as one of your top tandems or top duos in the league. I'm looking at Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle, who's holding it down in the Big Apple right now. And the disrespect that you're showing to Joel Embiid, who is 33 points, 10 rebounds a night, and James Harden, who is 21 and 10, leading the league in assists. Like, I don't understand that. Like, they have the body of work this season that they deserve to be in place in front of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Again, you haven't even tasted the calamari yet, and all of a sudden they're ahead of everybody else who had then already showed you that they could provide you a full course meal. It's an atrocity.
Calamari.
It's an atrocity.
Calamari.
That's what that list
is. Appetizer you get, like, and then
yeah,
like,
that's the whole point. Yeah. Perk, maybe, okay, Perk. Maybe he's fourth on the list. Okay, maybe he's there fourth on the
they're
list.
Fourth,
that's
fourth, Perk. Okay,
that's fine for now. But I would have, I probably would have had them higher. But it's all good because still to come on NBA Today, what can we expect from the huge Grizzlies Nuggets showdown? Who needs that win more, and which superstar will show up and show out? We'll get to that very soon. Plus, there is no one more pro Cavalier than Tristan Thompson, because RJ's just a hater, but does he think there's a chance that the surging Knicks could catch Cleveland in the standings? We'll dive into that. Plus, we'll dive into this instant classic between Joel Embiid that's upcoming. Will the matchup live up to the hype of the previous duels? NBA Today, we'll be right back.
216.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Boston Celtics launched a new program called Curbside Care, the first of its kind mobile unit that brings care directly to mothers and babies. The mobile unit will provide up to 2,100 patient visits a year for pregnant and postpartum patients and their newborns. Grant Williams and Derek White helped host a community baby shower for expecting mothers that will receive care through this program. That is so beautiful. And we've got a doubleheader tonight. First, it's Jason Tatum and the Celtics hosting the Nets at 7:30 Eastern. Then it is Ja Morant and the Grizz as they take on the Joker and the Nuggets. Coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern on ESPN and the app. As I said earlier, Tim McMahon, we need you here because you're back with us now. The Nuggets are the number one seed. Nikola Jokic, the heavy favorite to win MVP. We heard it all throughout the week. But it seems like everything is great in Denver. But that spotlight has brought also a lot of scrutiny, as I mentioned. Is he feeling added pressure this season?
He certainly mentioned that he'd heard little stat chasing accusations, some silly scrutiny. Here's a stat that's worth chasing. The man is 24-0. The Nuggets are 24-0. When he has a triple-double this season, you can chew on that like some calamari. Perk. But look, this is what comes along with the individual dominance and the individual accolades. And he's not the first. He's not going to be the last who's gone through this sort of thing. You know, you look at Dirk Nowitzki, he was a soft Euro. That stereotype wasn't shattered until his 12th to 13th season, when he goes through Kobe Bryant's two-time defending champion Lakers, the Oklahoma City Thunder with a young super team and an old center named Perk, the Super Friends in Miami delayed their championship hopes. Suddenly you win a championship, there's that soft Euro stereotype shattered. Giannis went through the same thing. Do we hear any more about how Giannis doesn't have a bag? Oh, no, that was quieted, not after two MVPs, but after a run to a championship that he capped with 15 and 5. You do that and people don't worry so much about your bag. Look, James Harden has dealt with the same sort of scrutiny. He will continue to unless or until he wins a championship. That's just part of the deal when you reach a certain level of individual brilliance, which obviously Joker has put himself in position to likely win a third straight MVP. And that's a very, very exclusive club.
Yeah, that is a great point of players that have yet to win a championship, but MVPs are obviously great. But this is a matchup of the best of the West. So the Grizzlies, they've won three straight. What do they need to do to keep it going versus the Nuggets?
Look, they want to run, obviously, as much as possible, as fast as possible. When you have Ja Morant, who might be the best open floor player in the game, you're going to be potent in transition. You're going to want to get in transition as much as possible. My concern with the Grizzlies is how often they'll be able to do that during the playoffs and how poorly they execute as a half-court team. And as much as we focus on Ja Morant, I think the guy who will determine how far the Grizzlies can go will be Desmond Bane, who is one of the best shooters in the league, who has improved year after year as the playmaker. I think they're really going to need Bane to come through big time in the playoffs to be able to make a run, because I don't think they're going to be able to get out and just, you know, fly up and down the floor like they want to as much as possible.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. There is pressure on both sides to perform, but at least we've got a good one to look forward to. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, Tim. We will see you very soon, because we've got matchups everywhere. Another instant classic awaits us as Giannis and Embiid are set to square off. Our crew predicts who will outmatch who in the battle of the bigs. Stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
30 years have passed since Jim Valvano's legendary speech that launched the V Foundation.
It's been 30 years of battles.
30 years of perseverance.
30 years of progress.
30 years of strength.
And 30 years of never giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Tomorrow marks the 30th anniversary of Jim Valvano's famous Don't Give Up, Don't Ever Give Up speech that launched the V Foundation for Cancer Research. You can join our celebration and support Jimmy V's dream of victory over cancer at v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research. All right, y'all, it's Friday, and not only does that mean that the weekend is right around the corner, but it also means that Zach Lowe's 10 Things column is out, and he tells us everything he likes and doesn't like in the NBA. So, Zach, there is so much to dive into, and I know we'll save best for last, but let's start with the Celtics. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown rightfully get plenty of national attention, but whose play has caught your eye as of late?
I love the way Malcolm Brogdon fits out of this Celtics roster. And by that, I mean a lot of the Celtics role players, Derek White, Marcus Smart, Robert Williams, they're quick hitters. They catch the ball, they move it, they screen, they cut. Malcolm Brogdon holds the ball a little bit, has a little bit of a score-first mentality. And I think the Celtics need that. I think they need another guy who can say, I can get mine. I can create something from nothing when the shot clock is winding down and Jason Tatum's double teamed and all that. And I love the way Malcolm Brogdon kind of sticks out in that way on the Celtics roster. Maybe the front runner for Sixth Man of the Year.
Speaking of shot clocks winding down, you've got 24 seconds, Mr. Celtic Perk. You were just in Boston for our all-access show, so we're going to put 24 seconds on the clock, and I'm going to ask you, do the Celtics have the deepest roster in the NBA?
The answer is yes. Anytime your fourth or fifth option guy wins Eastern Conference Player of the Week like Derrick White did, that means your roster is deep. And when it comes down to it, when I look at this Celtic team play, that it's no flaws. They have zero flaws. Do y'all realize that Grant Williams got a DNP last game? Grant Williams, we're talking about a guy that was a rotational player. He got a DNP. That speaks volumes about this team. They're the deepest team in the league.
That's time, but you were just a little heavy, so it's okay. No surprise. Okay, Zach.
I talk slow. It should have put 27 seconds on.
That is true. You do talk slow, but we're still abiding by NBA rules. Okay, Zach, let's transition to another team out east who has been playing even better than the Celtics as of late, the New York Knicks. They have won 7 in a row. So who has stood out to you as a big reason why?
Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson, they're the stars. Emmanuel Quickley, he's in the six-man conversation. Josh Hart, brand new fan favorite. Don't sleep on Mitchell Robinson as the guy who ties it all together, especially on defense, owning the paint on both ends of the floor. You don't guard him on a pick and roll, it's death by lob dunk over and over again, and that means the Knicks shooters are going to be open. And on defense, he used to be a little bit, you know, jumpy, leaping to block every shot. His fundamentals weren't there. He's become a beast on defense. He's got his arms out. He's in the passing lanes. He's taken away everything, owning the paint, owning the glass. Really, really nice season for Mitchell Robinson.
Absolutely. And if you look at the standings, Tristan, your Cavs are now only a game ahead of the Knicks in the standings. Can New York catch Cleveland and get home court in the playoffs? 24 seconds. Go.
Listen, the Knicks is what, like I say, fast horses don't ride long. And that's what the New York Knicks is. They're not catching my Cavaliers. Listen, the Cavs' next 4-8 games is they got Detroit, win. They got 2 games with the Hornets in Charlotte, both wins. They got the Wizards, they're going to win that. And they got the Nets. So guess what? I appreciate the Knicks. They're playing hard. MSG, Spike, they're excited. But they're not catching my Cavaliers. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, you did it. You nailed it. Right,
right
at the
on
buzzer.
Time.
Right on time is the best time to be. Now, Zach, we talk about the Celtics. We talk about the Knicks. We talk about the Lakers and the Warriors. But I am hosting today. So I want you to somehow, some way, give love to my Houston Rockets, who I'm wearing red for.
Well, we don't give them a lot of love because they're very, very bad and they're very, very hard to watch. But they have cap space this summer. They might get lucky in the lottery. We'll see. But Tari Eason, what a delight Tari Eason is. He is everywhere on the floor. He loves the grimy stuff. He's 8th in the entire league in offensive rebounding rate. The top 20 is basically 7-footers, and this rookie wing in Houston, who's a 6'8 tank, getting people out of the way, shoving people out of the way, snatching the ball out of people's hands. He's one of only, I think, 3 guys in the league that average 2 steals and a block per 36 minutes. He can already defend 4 positions. He might end up being one of the rare guys who can defend all 5. He is going to be, if the Rockets ever provide him with some coherent team around him, a really, really good 2-way support player someday.
Oh, that's a big if. I'm telling you all, the future in Houston is bright. So put me on the clock, Director Kathy, please. And let me tell the people why. Here we go. One, I'm the only person here that actually read your full story to get the synopsis here. And one thing that I love, Zach, that you said about Tari Eason, he's one of only 4 rotation players averaging at least 1 block, 2 steals per 36 minutes. You said, quote, this dude is a keeper. I can't wait to see what he does with veterans and structure around him. That's what the Rockets are structured, you know, really, really pushing for. Building around their small, young, youthful pieces. And I think we're going to end up winners in the long run. So I definitely, I missed it. I know, I missed it myself. I nailed it last week. But Director Kathy, I thought you were my girl. You're supposed to like delay it until
the
I was
long
done.
Long run.
Oh, come on, come on. But we have a lot to look forward to. I mean, if you're the Rockets, sure, but if you're other teams that are actually vying for great teams, and if you're watching the show, when these two square off, something always happens. These two guys right here, from ladders to 50 balls to blocks at the buzzer, we'll look back at the best Giannis versus Joel moments ahead of their big duel.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Let's check out last night's One Top Play brought to you by Uber One. And of course, the one is this play. How nice was this dime? Top of the line from Beard to Embiid. Harden dropped 19 points and 10 assists in the first half alone, and Joel Embiid finished with 35. But it wasn't enough as the Sixers lost to the Mavs 133-126. And by the way, Philly at Milwaukee tips off on ABC tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. The Bucks enter the game on a 16-game winning streak, the longest in the NBA this season. Our coverage begins with NBA Countdown at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Giannis and Embiid have had some epic battles over the years. Back in March 2019, the Sixers won a thriller 130-125. Despite Giannis going for 52-16-7, Joel Embiid had a casual 40-15-6. Another classic came last March. Giannis posted 40-14-6, including a huge dunk over Embiid, and then sealed that two-point win for the Bucks with a block on Embiid at the buzzer. Now, Joel finished with 29-14-7 dimes in the loss. And in their most recent meeting this season, the 76ers won by 8 behind a near triple-double from Joel Embiid, who got some revenge with a huge block on Giannis. Now, Giannis struggled from the line at the game. Afterward, we got the infamous ladder moment post-game where he was trying to get some work in after the Bucks took the loss. Now, the matchup could be a potential playoff preview, alliteration, something these two have yet to have. Through 21 career games against each other, Giannis has 13 wins and putting up big numbers. But Embiid has also balled out too. Both guys put up MVP type of numbers in those games. So, Perk, let's start with you on this one. What is the key to the matchup?
It's going to be Jrue Holiday and James Harden, right? Who wins the battle out of those two? Chris Middleton has been injured, so I would give the keys to Jrue Holiday as far as being the Robin. We know that he's going to pick James Harden up 94 feet. I want to see if James Harden can rise to the occasion and how quick that first step really is right now in year 16. So that's what I'm going with right there.
Zach? Who you got?
I'm looking at how the Sixers defend Giannis. That's always interesting. It's been P.J. Tucker mostly this year. Before they got P.J. Tucker, sometimes it was Joel Embiid, and he would chill back in the paint, kind of like Draymond did against Russ last year, and it was fun to watch the Bucks problem solve around that. We'll see what happens. It's probably going to be P.J. Tucker, though.
Man, I got the battle of the bigs. It's Embiid versus Lopez. Can Embiid draw the fouls to get Lopez out the game if they want a chance to win? And Brooke Lopez, can you make enough threes to pull Embiid away? And that's the key right there.
I've got the Battle of Africa, the Battle of Jollof. We're talking about Cameroon. We're talking about Nigeria and a little hint of Greece. But nonetheless, for centers, they hold it down. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Do you?
Come on. Baba.
You do. Mm-hmm. Because Bagwan. Yeah, thank you. Egusi, Fufu, Jollof. We love like all of those, all of the above. When we return on NBA Today, all of the amazing matchups on the slate build up to this one, the one that our panel is most excited about. Stay tuned.
NBA Today is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission, and in part by Popeyes.
These two continue to go back and forth into the night.
Holy smoke! Get up, Jason Tatum.
And if there's anything that will get this crowd roaring,
a jawbreaker! Oh my goodness!
And Embiid goes right around Jokic and then smashes the rim.
Boy, he is motivated and he is starting to cook here at the start. And they continue to trade punches.
Kuminga down the rim.
The game has ever seen.
Davis with the rebound, slams it home, and sets him in his chest. A 30-point half from Jalen Brunson.
Bounce pass, Tatum. Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
boy, oh boy, we've got a great weekend of games on our family of networks this weekend. You see them all right here. You've got Giannis versus Embiid. You've got Steph potentially returning to action. Grizz, Nuggets, Suns, Mavs. My goodness, I cannot wait. So, guys, if you could only choose one of those games, which game are you most looking forward to this weekend and why? Starting with you, Perk.
Can we talk about the Sunday brunch, 1 p.m. Eastern? When you're walking into the restaurant and you see your ex with their new partner, that's what we're seeing in the Suns and Mavs game, okay? KD and Kyrie, that's what I'm looking forward to. Is Kevin Durant gonna be mad? Is he gonna walk in there and say, okay, you wanted to leave me for Luka? Let's see what happened. I wanna see if those guys are gonna compete in between the lines, and is it a little animosity and a little hurt there? I feel like it's gonna be an epic showdown, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, we love brunch, but there's a little tea at that brunch. What's your take, Tristan, on this weekend?
Oh, I'm drinking my tea, and I'm saying the Sixers versus the Bucks. And you know what I call this game? Hide your kids, hide your ladders, baby.
Oh,
this
my.
This is the game right here. You got Embiid versus Giannis. You know it's a matchup. Two MVP candidates, Eastern Conference potential preview. You know when these two brothers play against each other, someone has a 50, someone has a 40, and there's some game winners, and there might be some technical fouls. Can't wait to see P.J. Tucker with Jay Crowder, baby.
Hide your kids, hide your ladders. That was one of my favorite viral moments ever. Zach, what's your take?
Well, you all took the most obvious ones, and brunch is overrated. Give me Knicks Celtics. The last time we saw these teams, the red-hot, scorching Knicks, without Jaylen Brown, mind you, destroyed the Celtics. Jason Tatum got ejected. Josh Hart mocked him on the way out and became a meme. The Knicks name made a statement. We're here. We're not afraid of the big, bad Eastern Conference champs. Let's see the Celtics make a statement right back at them and see if they can shove the Knicks back down into their place. This is a fun game.
That's cute, Zach Lowe, but I'm surprised all of you guys didn't go for Steph Curry potentially returning, because this is like the thing that fairy tales are made of. You've got the guy who is actually the guy that drops almost 30 a game, the defending champs, and it looks like finally they figured their defense out. Players are playing a little bit more comfortable, and now the push happens. So I'm surprised you guys didn't go to the West Coast. Come on, and by the way, like, I'm not a big breakfast person. I'm really not.
No, you're crazy.
I'm not a big breakfast,
eggs.
So like, I'm looking past that brunch, okay?
Cinnamon raisin with a little hot sauce. You got with the hot sauce.
I actually intermittent fast, so I don't do breakfast. So sorry, Perk, on your take. Hide your kids, hide your ladders. Bye-bye to that. Zach Lowe, that was cute. You know, going for the deep cut, but we all know the best is on the West Coast. And I really feel like, Oprah, you get a game, you get a game, you get a game.
That's why I said brunch.
What'd you say, Perk, huh?
You know, technical difficulty, Perk. You know, man, H-Town, man. They got a storm going on.
Max Unboxing is next. Thanks for watching us. See you all next week. Jeez.